ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, man. The NBC open to last night's Oklahoma City-Houston game. First of all, of course, that is the famous 1990s NBC open to NBA basketball. For those of you who don't know, the NBA opened up last night. I should have started with that. The defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder opened up with a double overtime win over Houston. Kevin Durant, at the end of the first overtime, pulled a Chris Webber, but they didn't call it. He called a timeout that they didn't have with 1 second left in a tied game at the end of the first overtime, and they did not call the tech. They claimed they didn't see it. It was Chris Webber, number two. Kevin Durant in his first game, he plays in Houston now, for those that are wondering, called a timeout they didn't have. The game should have ended right there, assuming that the Thunder would have knocked down the free throw. Who knows? Maybe they would not have. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA, knocked down a pair of free throws late for a 125-124 double overtime win over the Rockets. In the late game, the Warriors, led by Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, beat the Lakers without LeBron last night in the opener, 119-109. It was a doubleheader on NBC. NBC's got the NBA back, so they took a weeknight, a Tuesday night in October, and took their primetime programming, whatever it is, I don't watch whatever is on Tuesday nights on NBC, off the air to run not only a doubleheader that started at 7:30 Eastern, a one-hour pregame show. But I got to tell you, the pre-produced open heading into Oklahoma City, Houston last night. And you heard the very beginning of it, but you heard the end of it actually going into Mike Tirico, Reggie Miller, and Jamal Crawford is actually part of that group on the call last night. But the build-up to that with the 90s stars and the current stars not knowing anything about 90s NBA basketball was so well done. I'm going to play it for you. Max is convinced that even though it's roughly 3 minutes, it'll work on radio. I'm not so sure, but I want to hear it again.
I did make it a little shorter.
We're going to play. What'd you say?
I did cut it down to about 2 minutes before Tirico hops in.
All right, so we'll cut it down to 2 minutes. We'll play it for you in a few minutes. But look, I'm not going to lie to you. I barely knew the NBA was opening up last night. And I'm an NBA fan. And the Wizards open up their season tonight. I can't remember. I mean, it's probably not true because it was probably the same way last year and maybe the year before. I cannot remember a less thought of, less acknowledged, less, you know, even recognition of a Wizards season opener in my lifetime. You are listening to someone who is, I think, the last of a dwindling breed a dying breed. I'm a Wizards fan. I'm a lifelong Wizards Bullets fan. You know, after the Skins and after Maryland basketball, the Bullets and Wizards have always been right there. Now, it's been hard. It's been hard for much of my adult lifetime to be a fan. But, God, I enjoyed watching the John Wall, Bradley Beal, Trevor Ariza teams. He was only on a few of those teams. I loved it. I mean, I didn't miss a game. Didn't miss one. I mean, I remember being away, I forget where we were, but watching a regular season game against the Clippers in on my phone at like, 11:30 at night. Here's an email. I actually wrote this one down because I had internet issues earlier and I wanted to make sure I had it. It came from Andy. Kevin, why no Wizards talk this week? They're beginning their season on Wednesday night. Andy, we are going to talk about the Wizards today. Chase Hughes is going to join us at 12 o'clock. Chase covers the team for Monumental. Chase is one of those guys that does a phenomenal job covering the team. Always love having Chase on. But to be perfectly frank with you, this is so far down the list right now. I have bought into and I am in favor of what they are doing. Tearing it down, building it up with 97 draft choices and drafting, three, four guys a year, acquiring other guys that are super young, and let's figure it out and hopefully we land on a big time star. And by the year 2030, maybe they are with the, opening of a new football stadium, maybe they are a contender. This is the way to do it. There's no guarantee it'll work, but this is definitely the way to do it. But in the interim, and they feel it, the Wizards have dropped, if they weren't there already, to the least relevant team in town. It's not even close, is it? Obviously, the football team will always be number one, no matter what any post-poll shows. Okay, those of us that do what we do every day, long form, talk, interacting with, a large, group of people relative to some other formats, blogs, whatever, we understand that if you don't talk about the football team primarily, you can hear the radio clicking from people that are, I'll go to somewhere else. Talk about the NFL, talk about our football team. Sorry, anything else unless it's, playoff time. Playoffs for the Wizards? No. But that's actually a question here. We're going to kick the show off with this. Change in direction, Max, from what we were going to talk about. We will talk plenty of football today. But I actually want to know if you guys agree with me. Are the Wizards by far and away the least relevant of the four major sports teams? Are they at the bottom right now? They knew they would be here. Look, they were probably here even before they got here. They're just a little bit lower. It's actually, let me back up. Two-part question, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. A, did you know that the Wizards were opening up their season tonight? Be honest. Did you know that they were opening up their season tonight at Milwaukee, 8 o'clock, Monumental Sports? The call on the radio will be excellent as well. Did you know that they were opening up the season tonight? The call on the radio will be right here on the Team 980, right? What time do we start our coverage?
I believe it will be 6:45. Let me take a look.
Well, the game's at 8. Is there an hour and 15-minute pregame show?
Then it'll be 7:30.
Okay, 7:30. Excuse me for sniffling. I sneezed about 15 times right before the show started. I don't know what I got in the studio right now. Did you know, two-part question, did you know that they were opening up their season tonight? And where are they on the hierarchy, the four professional sports team ranking of importance for DMV sports fans? I say right now, it's not even debatable. They're at the bottom. I mean, I guess you could debate that the Nationals are right there with them. I think you could. Look, this is coming from a place of I do care. And I will. Last year, I acknowledged. It was the first year that I did not go to a game in my lifetime since I was, you know, a young kid. Typically, and I don't go as a media member. I've gone as a media member, but usually I'll go to two or three games a year minimum, even when they're bad. And last year I didn't. Last year was the first year that I didn't tune in to a lot of games, even for a little bit. I want to be clear, I am totally on board with this, the pain that we're going through to get to something hopefully much better. I've always said, long contended, that if the Wizards were ever a legitimate NBA championship contender in May, in June, it would be the clear-cut, easy number two in this town. Those of you that know D.C., and have been here, you know what I'm about to say is true. Even though we consume football more than anything else, as in our professional football team, it is a basketball town at its core. More people are involved in and participate in the sport of basketball than any other sport in the city. We have the best youth through high school basketball in the country. I mean, I guess you could debate, but D.C.'s always right there in the conversation. The WCAC, the Catholic League, top to bottom, is the best high school basketball league in America. All right? No one would debate that. Now, there are the basketball factories, the sports factory schools, the IMGs, the Montverdes, etc. But in terms of a conference top to bottom, all right, no league in the country can match the WCAC, the Washington Catholic Association Conference. All right? It has always been the best. There are more NBA players from Prince George's County than any other county in America. It's in the water. Did a documentary on it. We are a basketball town at our core in terms of what people actually are involved in. You know, there are other sports at the youth level, high school level, that this area is top-notch in. You know, lacrosse is one of them. You know, I know that that's not a total DM thing, a DMV thing. It is much more of a suburban thing. It is, in many cases, more of a private school thing. But the best basketball in this city is played in the private schools, too. That breaks my heart. I grew up in a public school setting, played high school basketball, and back when I played high school basketball, not every single kid with a lot of talent jumped to a private school. A lot did, but not everybody. But now everybody, because of AAU, because of all of the, you know, opportunities to see players year-round, if you've got talent, more likely than not, you're not playing at your local public school. With that said, let me digress. The number one player in the 2027 class, he just reclassed to 2026, and he's a top five prospect, is the kid that goes to Blake in Montgomery County. He started at DeMatha and then went to Blake. I don't know. I'm blanking on his name. It's Blake. I'll get the name again. The kid that's at Blake in Montgomery County is going. People are projecting him as a possible number one overall NBA pick by the year 2028 or 2029. Sooner, 2028. And he plays in public school. But for the most part, the public schools lose all of their talent to the private schools. Lacrosse is we're a powerhouse market for lacrosse and basketball. Those would be the two sports. I was actually informed this morning, not that I didn't know this, but I had to do this thing, this breakfast thing, where I, you know, did a Q&A with people, and somebody brought up the fact that this is an excellent crew town. I knew Georgetown was good at crew. I know Gonzaga and some of the local high schools are good at crew. Can't really talk about crew on a radio show, all due respect, no offense. But anyway, basketball-wise, I've always felt that if the Wizards ever, and they haven't since 1979, if they ever got to the point, I mean, that is 46 years, if you're counting, nearly a half century, But if they ever had a legitimate championship contending team, this would be the clear-cut number two, and people would go wild over it. That's why I got excited about some of the teams, you know, some of the Randy Whitman teams, some of the Scott Brooks teams, you know, with John and Beal and Gortat and Nene and Trevor and Pierce. And I love those teams. I actually thought those were good teams. I knew that they weren't championship contempt caliber teams, but I knew that they could go to the playoffs every year and win a series and hopefully two at some point, which never happened. They got close. If they had been in an Eastern Conference Finals against Cleveland or against Miami, it would have been a really big deal, I think. But now, as they're going through this tear it all down, build it all up, the process, it's irrelevant. I understand, and they understood the risk in doing it this way, but I am on board with them doing it this way. But two-part question. Did you know, honestly, that they were opening up their season tonight, and where do the Wizards rank among the four sports teams in town? I will tell you, for me, even now, it, you know, after the Skins, after Terps Hoops, the Wizards are three for me, and then Maryland football would be four. But I will pay attention. I'm looking forward to watching Trey Johnson, the number six overall pick in the first round. I was very much, you know, excited about this selection. I think he's got a chance to be one of those guys. He's 6'5". He can shoot it. He can score. I'm excited about watching his development. I'm excited about watching the continued development of guys like Koulibaly and Carrington. Kyshawn George, for sure. He was my favorite player when I watched last year in terms of his overall kind of upside. Alex Saar, obviously the number two pick in the draft. You know, we've got a 7-foot, you know, defensive shot blocking. I think he's got a good stroke. We'll see if it holds up. But there's a lot of young players. You know, Cam Whitmore's back in town. This is a local kid who ended up at Villanova and played, you know, after he was drafted in the first round by Houston for the Rockets the last couple of years. We'll talk to Chase more about the team in general. But I'm excited to watch it. I don't know how long it can keep my attention this year, especially during football season. The answer is not much. But two-part question. Did you know they were opening up their season tonight? And where do they fall on the rankings of the four major professional sports teams in town? I would say Skins, at this point, honestly, the Caps, Nats, Wizards. That's my order. And there's a big, big delta, large difference between 1 and then 2, 3, and 4 in terms of just mass appeal. Mass appeal. Phone lines are open. I do want to play, though, the open to last night. Because I, you know, in watching last night, I kept thinking, God, it would be so great if our team was a part of something like this on opening night. So great if they were a part of what happens in May and June. You know, it's exciting. I've been on here many times, many years, pitching to those of you that don't like the NBA. If you're a sports fan and you don't like the NBA playoffs, I question how big of a sports fan you are, because it's about as compelling and dramatic a product as we have in sports. The NBA playoffs are nothing like the NBA regular season. I would say that about the NHL. The NHL's playoffs are super exciting, and I'm not even a hockey guy. The baseball playoffs the same way. But in terms of the way the sport is played, it's night and day. It's completely different. All right, so phone lines are open for that two-part question. Honestly, did you know that the Wizards were opening up their season tonight? And then B, where do the Wizards fall on the hierarchy, on the four-team ranking of our four major professional sports? I'm going to take you out into this first break with what was, I think, an unbelievably produced, very exciting, moving, nostalgic look back. You're going to – where did you pick it up, Max? You didn't tell me how you cut this.
Oh, I just picked it – somebody, like, literally posted the entire Open on YouTube. So I was able to
so
just
it's,
get the whole
you
thing.
Have, you know, you have all the young players of today talking about the 90s, and then you get into the older players, right? Okay.
That's it.
We'll take you to break with this. We'll see how it works on radio. But it was so well done. And to hear the John Tesh round ball rock theme back was it was cool. Now, I'll tell you, the 80s theme on CBS was pretty good, too.
When I say the NBA on NBC, what memories come to mind?
I have no, none, zero. 1990s?
Oh, I need a memory from there.
I have no idea.
I wasn't old enough.
I wasn't alive, man.
Like, yeah, you're joking, right? No.
Michael Jordan.
You really want to know that, right? The era that I played, you got a picture painted of authenticity. Just genuine love for the game. Yeah.
Super nostalgia. It was just super dope and inspiring for me.
Fondest memory of the 90s was just all the rivalries. The heyday of the NBA.
All right, I want to see MJ play. Still magnetic, straight off the top. I knew I'd be forced to
go. Magic Johnson, Reggie, Patrick Ewing. You could feel the contention. You could feel the competitiveness on the basketball court.
People always ask me, which era do I prefer?
That's for you to decide.
Jay, Jokic, Giannis, basketball truly is a global sport.
Game we all love. Oh yeah, it's back.
Cue up the music.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, good stuff last night, that's for sure. A lot of fun watching those games last night. I mean, I guess opening night is good. After that, who knows? Tell you what, Jimmy Butler played a lot better last night than he did in the playoffs for the Warriors, that's for sure. The other thing I would just mention is Kevin Durant looked old and slow to me in that game. Also completely unsure of himself. I've already mentioned that he called the Chris Webber timeout with no timeouts left at the end of the first overtime. And he did not get dinged for it. He should have. It should have cost them the game right then and there. But, you know, he is, you know, at this point, 37 years old. And Oklahoma City is the youngest championship team we've seen in forever. All right, we're actually talking a little NBA to open up the show. There's some risk in doing that, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm asking a two-part question. Number one, be honest. Did you know that the Wizards opened up tonight against the Bucks? And just so you know how clueless I am, or how poorly it's communicated to me, that could be another way to go with it. The Wizards are not on our air tonight. They are on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. And Nick Ashew, my guy Nick Ashew, is hosting a season preview show at 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan. So tune in for that. Tip-off is at 8. Now, we will have some Wizards games when there's a conflict, I would guess, with what, Max? With Caps games?
Usually
on 106.7 The Fan?
Yeah, Caps, I believe, would get the 106.7 time.
I want to be clear about this. I am all in favor of what the Wizards are doing. No guarantee it'll work out. But this is the only way, I think, to give the... It's the best overall opportunity for a team like the Wizards, who don't draw superstar players to their franchise for a number of reasons. This is the way that they may ultimately hit on a star or three and end up being a contender at some point. By, you know, tearing it down to its studs and then building it back up with the taking chances on young players in the draft. And they've got, you know, they literally have like 30-some picks between now and 2030 over the next 5 years. It's some absurd number. There is a top five, you know, worst record what we need them to finish with this year, or they'll lose their number one pick. They'll lose their first round pick. So two-part question. In all honesty, did you know they were playing tonight? I did. I did know they were playing. And I scheduled Chase Hughes to come on and help us preview the team at 12 o'clock. And he is scheduled, and he will be on with us, and we'll preview the Wizards season. Number two is, where do the Wizards rank among the four professional sports teams, major professional sports teams in town? I think it's at the bottom, and I think it's the lowest they've ever been because of what they're going through, and they're going to stink. They're over-under for wins this year, 20.5. Okay, so it's not going to be a pleasant watch. You're watching now. If you're watching to see, did they get any of these guys right? How are they developing? Do we have a true transcendent kind of superstar? Have they drafted that player? Because you pretty much need one to win a title. You got to go back to 2004 to find a team, the 2004 Pistons, where you didn't have a debatable top five player in the league on your roster for every championship team. Last year was SGA. All right, let's start with Andrew and Sterling. Andrew, A, did you know that they were opening their season tonight? And B, where do they rank among the four professional sports teams?
I did not know they were opening their season tonight. I knew that the NBA opened last night, but I also have two twins at home under a month, so I don't even know what day it is.
That's fair.
As far as top four teams in town, Skins by a mile, but then, yeah, the Wizards are fourth. They were second to me, but, you know, where they're at is definitely four. I'd put the Caps two, and Nats three.
Yeah, for me, they're, you know, of the four pro teams, they're number two, and I can't ever see for the rest of my life the Wizards not being number two for me. But I want them to be number two for everybody else at some point. Thanks, Andrew, and good luck with those twins. Earl, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin? Thank you for taking my call this beautiful day. Thank you very much. Yes, I did know the Wizards would be playing tonight. I definitely knew that, believe it or not. I did. Been a Wizards fan all my life. I knew that. Yeah, we're out the bottom for me, brother, because I got the burgundy and gold skins, one, caps, two, Maryland men's basketball, three, Maryland women's basketball, four, now that I got season tickets.
Right.
And then it's Maryland football, then it's the Wizards. This is how it is. And
yeah, course, I mean, you're ranking, now you're getting into all the college teams. I just want to find out where they are among the pro sports teams, but you know where I am. I mean, I am Skins, Maryland basketball, 1A, however. I think probably I'm a bigger Maryland basketball fan than I am even a Skins fan. But those two are clear-cut number ones. Then it's the Wizards for me, Maryland football, and then everything else. I'm a Nats fan. I've been very honest over the years. I've just never really gotten into hockey or the Caps in a passionate way. Love the playoffs. Love to see, them in the playoff games. The Wizards, there is no doubt that right now for the majority, I think, in the DMV, they are dead last and probably the deadest last place position they've been in a long, long time. Thanks, Earl. Appreciate it.
It's so funny. I can't even look at the Wizards even if I wanted to because YouTube dropped the Monumental.
Yeah, I know. We got that whole issue going on, too.
I want to watch the Wizards,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Earl.
Thanks again, brother.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Ross. Ross in Tampa. Go ahead, Ross.
Well, it was good in the hood. Kevin, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Ross.
All right. So, I didn't know that the NBA – I know the NBA season starts around this timeline, but I'm still not over June. I was hoping that you'd be like the last non-superstar team was just in June, but we blew it. Game four. I'm never going to get over that. Yeah, anybody who says that the Wizards aren't four, they just must not like hockey or baseball. For me, it's 85 Washington Redskins, 10% Nationals, 5% Capitals, and you know who my team is in the NBA. With the Wizards, I do like the build-up that they're doing. But, yeah, I had no clue that their season started tonight. And you had mentioned the conference in the D.C. area that generated the most one of the best conferences in basketball. Look into the Metro Interscholastic Conference in Indianapolis, Indiana. You got Greg Oden, Gordon Hayward, Eric Gordon, Oscar Robertson. But, yeah, I would easy for, the Nats and the Capitals are protected because of their recent championships. And Washington, no matter, how bad things get, can't get no worse than, the past few decades. I don't think it'll shift until, the Wizards go back to what they were at least in 2017. But that's just me as an outsider.
Yeah. Thanks, Russ. Appreciate that. I think, what's also true, we've had conversations together about this in the past. We're not a great sports town. We're not the worst. We're not Atlanta. We're not Miami. There are much worse overall sports cities, but we're obviously not, New York, Philly, Boston, Chicago, where many, many teams are super passionately followed. I would describe, the following and the passion for our local sports teams as follows. Football teams, number one by miles. Nothing will ever come close to it in terms of appealing to the most people. And then everything else is bandwagony. Everything else is, if they're good, people will jump on. That applies now to even Maryland's basketball program, which used to have, a massive, passionate following, appealing, by the way, to two cities, D.C., certainly the Maryland side and the D.C. side more than the Virginia side, and then Baltimore as well. But even Maryland basketball has become, since entering the Big Ten, I would kind of point to that the beginning of it becoming more bandwagony. The Caps have their hardcore, number for sure, and probably have the hardest core passionate of the pro sports teams not named the football team. But the bottom line is, in terms of a mass following, only when they are, doing really well, and only in the spring, or if Ovechkin's going for a record and you have some sort of unique circumstance. And that same thing, very bandwagony. The Wizards are the one, I'll stick by this, that if they ever became a championship contender, and that speaks to bandwagon because you're not going to get people on board until they win, but I think if we had had years over the last 46 or eras of them being really good, maybe not winning at all, but maybe being what You know, the Jazz were in the 90s. What some of the really good teams that haven't gotten through have been, but have always been in the mix. I think if we had had that during the last 46 years, I think the Wizards would be the clear-cut number two. But 46 years of, for the most part, dreck has chased away so many. And it's become very bandwagon-y. Would it not be if they got on a run for 10 years? Maybe. But that's a big maybe now. I think sports are just consumed differently anyway, as we all know. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, go ahead.
So I knew they were opening up today. And I told you this a while ago that the Big E was my man. So you know,
you and me both, man. I loved Elvin Hayes. Loved him.
Yeah. He
I've tried to get him on the show, by the way, just so you know, Anthony. I think I've mentioned this to you before. I've reached out to so many different people, including the Rockets organization. Haven't done it in maybe six. I think I did it last year at one point. I would love to get Elvin Hayes on the show to talk to him. But I don't think he does a lot of media. But anyway, continue.
Right. So, you know, I'm coming from a certain demographic. So it used to be Redskins, Bullets 1-2. But right now they are so far in my rearview mirror.
Yeah.
It's not even funny. And it's because it's a combination of things. Back in the day, you used to be able to follow a player's path. You knew who they were, you know, their pedigree and everything. Right now, most of these players, you have no idea who they are. Also, the style of play is so it's so boring. Pick and roll or 1-4.
Right.
That's all you see. You don't see any. Yeah, you don't see any backdoor cuts. You don't see any. The only person you see running off a pick to shoot a jump shot is Steph Curry. So for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, you and I could go down the path of what's different about the game now versus when we really loved it for an hour and a half. But I think the one thing that I would say to you, and I'm trying to summon up the energy for this myself, is that the way they're doing it, there is, you know, something to be said for investing some of our time in watching all of these players that they've drafted develop. And, you know, because they could end up having a team that feels very homegrown. You know, what if, you know, 5 years from now, Bub Carrington and Alex Sarr and Trey Johnson and whoever they draft next year are legitimate great players. 5 years from now, there's no way they'll have all of them understood. But let's just say 3 years from now, investing in watching them develop and grow into that, I think a lot of people don't mind that process. It's a big investment, but it's different than not knowing who they are, because we could know these players more than we've ever known players if we spend the time to watch them develop.
Well, don't get me wrong. I can agree with that sentiment. Both factors play a part in it for me, but I think the biggest detriment right now for me watching NBA other than the playoffs is the style of play. It's just so – it just grinds me so much to just see pick and roll and 53-pointers fired every night. I think they should get rid of the three-pointer, if you ask me.
You and Tom Lavero. No, I don't think they should do that. I actually have enjoyed watching the game evolve over the time. And, you know, it's an equalizer, too, at all levels of basketball. It really is. I mean, I've seen it firsthand as someone who's coached for, you know, on and off for 30 years, how, you know, the three-point line and the spacing of the floor because of that can really even things out in, you know, talent disparity situations. But I appreciate the call, Anthony, as always. I want to get to a few more. Let's go to G. G, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Sam. Hey, Sam, you said 46 years of dreck, and I'm 43. That's why I ain't never been no Bullets Wizards fan, you know?
Yeah.
Ross made some hell of a good points, because I do second that. Indiana, the state of Indiana,
Sure.
Has probably as much love for basketball as this area, because I've been to Indiana. Every house in Indiana has a basketball court in the driveway.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? But we're the Mecca. It don't have to be understood. It's a fact, you know. Yeah. And the Wizards will be a better watch this year, because it ain't no pressure. You get to watch some youngins just go out and boogie. I like Bub Currington. I love how he compete. I think Saar got some potential. And I wanted them to pick Ace Bailey just because I wanted to be able to attend the game and watch Ace Bailey be a pro. I've never been a Wizards fan. I was born in the era of Michael Jordan. That's why I'm still a Bulls fan. But I think Trey Johnson.
See, it's so awful to hear that, because I know what a basketball person you are, and I'm not knocking you for it. It happened with everybody. The opposing teams drew more of its fans to the Capitol Center and then to MCI Center, Cap One, etc., than the hometown team did for many, many years. I mean, they marketed the other teams more than they marketed their own team for a long period of time. I'm older than you, so I remember the Bullets of the 70s. I grew up with those teams, and it was a big deal. You know, they won a title. They played in back-to-back championships. And even during the 80s, G, it was like, all right, Jeff Rulin, Rick Mahorn, Gus Williams, Dan Roundfield. No. It's like, you know, we're going to be in it. Maybe we got a shot. But it just, you know, it never got any better, and we became kind of the Clippers of the East Coast. But the Clippers have been a much better organization than even ours over the years.
But there's been exciting times, too, and it is better here when the Wizards are excitable to watch. That's the thing for me. It was never excitable for me to watch Michael Adams and Tom Gugliotta, Don McLean suit up. It wasn't fun for me. I'm a student of the game, too, so I watched all them old games with Elvin Hayes, Earl Monroe.
That's Baltimore. Monroe and those guys, those are Baltimore. I don't remember the Baltimore Bullets. I remember just when they moved here.
But I'm just putting that in terms of how my father made me a student of the game, and I understand your love for the Bullets organization. Yeah. So I know how great it was, but it wasn't great for me, and it still, as a basketball dude, is not ranking higher than the Redskins, because the Redskins gave me my birth of love for sports, because I was born in 1982. So it's always going to be the Redskins one. And I'm with Ross on this one, too, because the Wizards is going to rank higher than the Capitals and that for me also, because I'm not a hockey and baseball guy.
Right.
So, man, I would rank Georgetown Hoyas and Maryland Terps basketball over all them other sports with the Redskins at top, Shane. And right. I had no idea that the NBA was tipping off yesterday. I had no idea.
We're not an NBA town. That's the bottom line. We just aren't. It bums me out, because honestly, it would be freaking awesome in May and June if we were in best of sevens in like the final four teams. You know, because the NBA has become a big deal that time of year.
And just remember, it's few and far between, but when Gilbert was Hibachi and when John Wall was really on his team, that was fun to watch. And the Verizon Center was super packed with Washington Wizards fans. It wasn't overpowered with the opposite team.
No, thanks for the call, G. The playoff game in which they clinched against Chicago, I'm talking about the Gill team. I'm talking about the Gill Karan, and that was actually Larry Hughes. That was Larry Hughes on that team. But that team, when they won Game 5 with Gilbert's buzzer beater in Chicago and then came home and closed it out, I was there that night, and the place was unbelievable. and it spilled out into the streets. It was a massive celebration. That now, they got swept by the Heat in the next round. I never thought those teams, though, to be fair, I never thought those teams, the Eddie Jordan teams, I did not think that they had, I mean, Cleveland with LeBron was the dominant team in the East, and I just didn't think they were ever good enough defensively to be a legitimate, you know, win two series. I did think that the John Brad teams, and I think Randy Whitman is still one of the more underrated coaches that have ever come through town here. Most basketball people know that, and even though a lot of fans didn't love Randy, even John's admitted, I've had John on the show a couple of times in the last 2 years, he's admitted, you know, after the fact that Randy was a phenomenal X's and O's guy. But some of those teams I thought had a better opportunity, and they did. They won, you know, they won multiple series, two playoff series in back-to-back years in their first two, you know, when they beat Chicago. I'm sorry, they got to two. They beat Chicago, lost to Indiana. Then they, you know, beat Toronto, lost to Atlanta. And then the real opportunity was that Game 7 against Boston in 2017. That was a hell of a series to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. The closest they've been in the last 46 years was that Game 7. It's the only Game 7 they've played in the last 46 years. Even all of the playoff series they have, none of them except for the series in 2017 went to a Game 7. All right, Robert, Brendan, Ralphie, Quentin, stay there. We'll finish it up with you guys on the other side. A, did you know the Wizards were opening tonight? Be honest. B, where do they rank among the four pro sports teams in town in terms of interest level? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, we stream on YouTube. Check us out on the Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button when you get there.
All right, happy Wednesday, everybody. Here's what's happening and what you missed last night. The Caps, they get the win over the Seattle Kraken. Ryan Leonard credited with the game-winning goal. Jacob Chychrun with a power play goal. That's the Caps' fourth in their last four games. Not a lot of shots. Logan Thompson's direction, saving 18 of 19. Caps get the win 4-1 over Seattle. NBA season gets underway last night. The Rockets took on the Thunder and went to double overtime. The reigning MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, put up 35-5-5 and puts away the game winning free throws. Thunder win 125-124. The Warriors, they get the win over the LeBron James-less Lakers, but Luka Doncic with a solid offensive night for LA with 43-12-9 on 17 of 27 shooting, but just 2 of 10 from three-point land. Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry combined for 54 points and lead Golden State to a 119-109 victory. Tonight, the Wizards, they kick off their season tonight in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks. Preview show with Nick Ashew starts at 6:30 on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the calls quickly. The question, two-part, did you know the Wizards were opening tonight? Two, where do they rank among the four professional sports teams in town right now? I did know that they were opening tonight. It snuck up on me a little bit, I'm not going to lie to you, as did the whole NBA season. That happens every year during football season. Everything gets covered up by football season. Even in the offseason, especially in March and in April. All right, 301-230-0980. Did you know they were playing tonight? Where do they rank? I think they're dead last and about as low as they've been, really, in their history. I also think that if they're ever legitimately good for a period of time, they'll be the number two. Brendan in College Park, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I really agree with your thesis that if they got good, people would care. Yeah, they're dead last for me. I had no idea they were starting tonight. And they're only last because they're so bad. I mean, my whole life, I'm 28, they've never had a competitive team. Heck, John Wall has been the best player, Gilbert Arenas, and we all know that they're not legitimate top 10 players. So it's tough being in from our town because we've lost, obviously, the Redskins' name. We lost our baseball team however many years ago and got them back with the Nats. We lost the Bullets' name. And even Maryland left the ACC, so it's just crippling for a transient town by nature.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable, like how crippling it is.
Yeah, a lot of what you said has been, you know, we're enduring, we're making it through. These aren't, you know, we're still breathing. These aren't true life, you know, calamities. But for our diversions in life, yeah, we've taken some blows for sure. Let's go to Ralphie in Rockville. Ralphie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. The kid from Blake is Babatunde. That's his name.
Exactly. He's going to be a regular player. Thank you. Yeah.
Hopefully he goes to Maryland. For me, I'm biased. I'm a huge basketball fan. So for Wizards is number one for me. Commanders is number two. Only reason why I say number one is because I feel like, well, it wasn't always like that when Bradley Beal was here and he was the guy. For me, it's number one because I feel like the front office is really doing a good job and they finally have a plan. So I'm really excited with all the young talent. And I did know they were opening up, of course. And then also, I think, what was the second part of the question again, Kevin?
Now, where do they rank among the four pro sports teams in town?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they rank number, high for you. But, you know, legitimately for, in terms of mass appeal, well, there's only one mass appeal team in town. But where do the others rank after Washington's football franchise?
Oh, so Wizards is number one. Commanders is number two. Three would be Maryland basketball, and I don't really have a fourth. So basketball.
Yeah, I mean, that's your personal one. I'm kind of trying to gauge where it is for most people. I think right now it would be Skins, followed by Caps, followed by Nats, Wizards. Look, the other three are bandwagon-y. If we include the college teams, Maryland basketball is always going to have a very large and very passionate following. We all know that. But even Maryland basketball has become a bit sort of jump on the bandwagon when they're really good and not, you know, the same when they're not. Thanks, Ralphie.
Right.
Let's go to
–
I got to get a couple of in here real quickly because people have been on hold. Quentin, go ahead. Thanks.
Yes, good morning. I am a first-time – long-time listener, first-time caller, big fan of your show, so thanks.
Thanks, Quentin.
Of course I knew that the season was starting tonight. I'm a big Wizards fan. In fact, I listen to podcasts at least two or three times a week and read about them.
Good for you.
I knew.
Yeah.
I know we're rebuilding. But as far as your second question, I think they're actually ranked third because I don't think people are watching the Nets. I mean, outside our the World Series run, I go to
they've been bad.
The stadium. Yeah, they're really bad. But I think people are more into the Wizards than the Nets because we
I'm not even sure we're going to keep a team here, actually, because people don't really seem to care about baseball here.
Oh, we're going to keep a team. Yeah, the baseball team's not going anywhere. But thanks for the call. I mean, after the effort to get them back, and look, they had an 8-year run in which they were in the postseason 5 times, and it was, by the way, during those years, the clear cut number 2. And there is, you know, there's a baseball following. Their performance post World Series in 2019 has been so abysmal, it has dropped in terms of importance. But again, I really think that there's one true mass appeal team in town. It's the way our sports city is built. And everybody else, it's kind of contingent on the team being good, where you get, you know, real interest. All right, for those of you I didn't get to, I apologize. But we'll try it again sometime, maybe before the end of the show. We'll see. Up next, Tom Shadd. He's new in town. We had him on the show when he got here. He's covering the Skins. He'll join us next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.